Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome author, explorer, and a man his own loving family simply call Feckless. It's Tim Fitzhyam!
Thank you, and welcome to Tim Fitzhyam, The Gambler. I'm Tim Fitzhyam, and this show is about the weirdest wagers, best bets, and strangest sweepstakes in the history of the world. Basically, it's about gambling. In history, when people wanted to place a bet, they went to places known as gentlemen's clubs, places gentlemen would go when they reached a certain weight. To place a bet, a chap had to write it down in a betting book. This was a legal contract on which the bet was based, and the origin of the phrase bookies. Even more remarkable than that is that many of these books still exist. They contain so many incredible bets. One of them read, "A certain gentleman bets another certain gentleman that a certain event will take place before a certain time." And underneath it, someone's just written, "I won." Intriguing thing I've ever seen written down in my life. Another club, another bet. A lord bets another lord that a third lord will vomit into the hat of a fourth lord. And underneath, someone's just written, "I lost." Some of these bets have been hidden for hundreds of years. We don't know the form. We don't know who won. Sometimes we don't even know if they're possible within the laws of physics. So I decided to track down the greatest wagers I could find and recreate them. And in the process, accidentally invented gambling archaeology. One bet got into my mind and wouldn't go away. It was incredible and involved one of the greatest gamblers of the 18th century, William Douglas, 4th Duke of Queensbury, a man about whom his own biographer said, "To have lived for nearly 90 years in the enjoyment of one of the most prestigious titles and the greatest wealth in the world, and to have achieved nothing worthy of your country's praise, is an achievement in and of itself." He was a man who every night of his life slept with raw veal on his face. He bathed in nothing but milk, and yet he never married. He became inveigled in some of the greatest bets of the 18th century. He had a bet with a neighbouring lord that Queensbury's butler could eat more than the neighbouring lord's butler. Queensbury's butler won by a pig and an apple pie. But that was not the bet that obsessed me. No, no. The bet that got into my head and would not leave me alone was when Queensbury bet another great and noble sportsman of the age, a large stake that Queensbury could get a letter to travel 50 miles in 1 hour. The post office can't even do that now. I love this bet. I love this bet because it's against time. You start the stopwatch, you've got 60 minutes, and the letter either goes 50 miles or it doesn't. It's really tough, perhaps even impossible, and that's why I love it. But you're probably thinking, "Tim, where can you possibly find another great and noble sportsman of the age?" Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alex Horn.
Good evening, Tim.
Noble.
Noble.
And a sportsman.
And a sportsman, Horn. Welcome, Horn. Thank you for agreeing to this.
That's all right. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. I just had a milk bath.
So, are you on for taking on this bet?
I'm more than happy to challenge you to accomplish this bet. I don't think that bet is accomplishable.
You don't think it's possible?
No.
No.
No, I think 50 miles is a long way. An hour is not a lot of time. And I think unless you're driving in a car, it's not doable. And I think the rules are that you can't use any apparatus that wasn't available back then.
I'm not allowed to use anything not available to a gentleman in 1753.
Yes, otherwise you could just use a car or an email.
I could just email it. But what was the message going to be? Alex Horn?
I've written out quite a... I think it's a neat message for you. This is the message that you must send 50 miles.
Mr. Fitzhyam, I hereby challenge you to see if you can launch this missive 50 miles and not less in 1 hour. Furthermore, I would like now to put it in writing that should you accomplish this, I promise to do some sort of...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?